new things that, you know, you think that make money, you start to lose money. Then you switch to something else, you try to make money, you lose money. And at the end of the day, when you try everything that you can think of trying, you came back to the basic and said that, hey, actually, at the end of the day, it's just about just reading the news and figure out where things are going next. And
sounds again, like expensive lessons to learn.
Yes, it's an expensive lesson, but because I don't have anybody teaching that, and this is the journey most people in the world go through, they will lose money. So a lot of times when I was giving my talks, they said, yo, how do you become an expert? I said, lose money. That's the fastest way to learn.
Exactly.
I mean, okay,
the best teachers are failure, right?
Yes, correct.
Man, so, first hand.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah, that happens all the time. So, at the end of the day, going back to the basics, it's actually just something like being a detective. Just to give an illustration, like right now the economy in the world is a bit strange. It's not like from 2003 to 2007, the last cycle whereby the whole world rise together. Yeah, right now we have like recession in Europe. You know, China is like overheating. US is on the way up. South Asia is like in between China and US.
Yeah.
So some of the things I'm really worried about is the situation over at China. Like, what am I saying about clues? Example, last Monday, I read about this article saying that, you know, DBS is going to demand collaterals from all the state banks they're going to lend to in China in the future. So previously, like, lending money to state bank in China is as good as lending to the central bank.
Right.
You probably don't need any collaterals.
Sure.
Then why is there a change and now one of the largest South Asia lender demands collateral from Chinese state bank? Yeah. So, you just read about this, then you think about, is there something going wrong over there?
Yeah. Makes you question yourself, right?
Yeah. So, is the situation over at China worse than what is being portrayed? Yeah. So, actually, at the end of the day, it just becomes like a game of deduction. Whereby you read, you need to infer, and you need to find out what is actually a conclusion.
So you
but how do you
to
make
a
calculated and smart decision based on these clues that have been given to you? You say inference, or not always, not everyone can do that correctly, I suppose.
Yes, you're right about that. Well, I'll say that one of the things that many people neglect is to learn about the history of finance. Because a lot of time people just jump into the methodology, like, you know, how do you calculate value investing? How do you look at the charts? I'll say that almost all the investors I talk to, none of them actually look back in the history of finance and relate what is going to happen now. Well, although we say that, you know, history doesn't repeat itself, it somewhat will have a reflection of what happened in the past. So how I actually accelerated my learning is I went to look at 100 years of history, of the financial history. Well, I wouldn't say it's very long. It's 100 years. It's like just one lifetime away, actually. And you know, okay. That's true. It's just one lifetime away. And you just look at all the recession and what causes all the recession. And you'll find out that actually there is some similarity in what is happening today and what has happened in the past.
Because one would say that economic cycles do repeat themselves.
Yes, they definitely do.
Right.
Yeah.
So there is a pattern then that you can see.
Well, there's a pattern. Well, I just give a very simple illustration. For example, right in the last recession during the 80s or 90s, we had Japan and US coming strongly, and we have the Japanese going around the world buying up all the properties in the world. And then at one point in time, the Imperial Palace, the value of the land is equivalent to the whole of the Manhattan Island. That is how expensive property in Japan is. So, coming today, what replaced the Japanese is essentially the Chinese. I mean, you read on the news that the Chinese going around the world buying property over a place, and then the property over at Shanghai and Beijing is expensive right now. Well, don't just strike you with some similarities?
Absolutely.
From lessons in history.
So, okay, we've gotten a very macro view of the economic situation and the investment climate, so to speak, or the investment character of those who are investing right now. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Wongomania, the financial literacy game. Stay tuned for, of course, Dollars and Cents right here on 938 Live.
We explain the news on 938 Live.
And a reminder of the main news this hour across Singapore, thousands turn up to pay tribute at community sites to the late Mr. Lee Kuan Yew. 18 community tribute sites are being set up across the island to give residents...
I was speaking to Seo Lai. He is a certified financial planner and wealth manager, and he's also the co-founder of Capital Gains and the creator of Wongomania. Now, Seo, What was the inspiration for creating this game, Bongo Mania?
Well, one of the things that I do on a regular basis that I play board games. So, you know, we all play Monopoly and we all play Monopoly Deal. So, although, you know, Monopoly is about a game, you try to bankrupt your friends. You know,
that's right.
Yeah.
Get rich and bankrupt your friends.
When the creator, she created the game, it was just after the Great Depression.
And that's
right. She wants to warn the people about the dangers of Monopoly. Having a big organization that dominate the whole marketplace. So, I realized one of the things that for the financial education, what we lack is that we lack a tool to engage the people that we want to reach out to. Remember just now I was talking about a group of people who do not want to learn about financial things.
Yes.
Because they think it's boring, it's dry. Yeah. So when I talk about...
Can be intimidating as well.
Very intimidating, in fact. But a lot of them are interested to play Monopoly. So can we come up with a game that is fun and at the same time inspire people to go and find out more about finance? Okay. The word here is inspire.
Right, okay.
Reason why is because sometimes a lot of the games we have in the market, they are like just textbook turned into a game. Yep. And when people play that, it's like, oh, it's just like a quiz. It's like no different from a game. I don't have fun. I don't get inspired to do things. So one of the beautiful thing about games is that, you know, when you play Monopoly, you buy the most expensive property in the UK board or the US board. You go to London, you say that, wow, this is Mayfair, the most expensive property in London.
Let's
go and see what is this so great about it. So one of the things that I wanted to create about the game is that how we can help people play something like a Monopoly deal kind of game, whereby they play, well, they don't really need to learn about all these things like interest rate, economic cycle, but we want to make sure that they have fun sabotaging their friends.
Okay.
You know, when you bankrupt your friends or you make a lot of
money,
it's
a certain satisfaction,
right? Satisfaction.
Right.
I bankrupt you and then you make use of interest rate.